Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and this week I caught up with Carly Waddell, who you should remember from Chris Soule's season 19, I believe, of The Bachelor, and seasons 2 and 3 of Bachelor in Paradise. Carly married Evan, and they went on to have 2 kids, and then they announced their divorce in late 2020. And Carly hasn't done that much press since filing for divorce and now releasing a new song called Your Friends Like Me More. And I was talking to her about her new music and her new EP that's coming out and speculation that the lyrics are about Evan and co-parenting and if she's dating and all that fun stuff. So I had a really fun chat with Carly. She honestly seems like such a lovely human and I really enjoy talking to her. So without further ado, here's my chat with Carly. Okay, Carly, I'm truly so excited to talk to you, and I'm so excited about this song. That little clip has been stuck in my head since 2 weeks ago when you posted
it. Yay!
Tell me about Your Friends Like Me More.
Oh my gosh. You know, this is one of 6 songs coming out in the next like 4 months, but Your Friends Like Me More is one of the, like, I always call them like the banger songs just because it's so fun and I feel like it's super relatable. But it was honestly just, I was writing with this guy, Curtis Douglas. He's out of, LA via Arizona, but, we were sitting around and we were just talking about like how sometimes in a breakup, the saddest part is like breaking up with somebody's friends because you become so close to these people. And then he was like, but what if people liked you better? And I was like, ooh, let's write a song about that. So it was just written out of like, I don't know, just talking about relationships and the things that you like miss most. If it's not that person, but yeah, no, I'm so excited. I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna throw up like every single day. Cause I'm so nervous. Cause this has been my like 3rd baby for the past 2.5 years. But I'm super stoked. It's like super fun one. I have like a bunch of really fun, I call them like women empowerment, fun songs.
Yeah. I mean, we Bachelor Nation met you with a little microphone on Chris Soule's season a long time ago.
I know. So long ago.
Why is now the time for you to maybe release new music or kind of jump back into this? Like, why was now the perfect time for you?
Well, honestly, because like singing is the only thing I've ever done. Like, honestly, I've been a singer my whole life. And then when I wasn't in a show, I was like waiting tables till my next show. Right. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know who I was besides that. And then I became a wife and then I became a mom and I kind of lost that part of me because I was traveling the world on cruise ships right before The Bachelor. And then when I honestly, before I got divorced, when I knew I didn't want to have any more children, I was like, I want to get back to me. And when I asked the question, who am I and what do I love? It's music, it's singing, it's writing. And so it just seemed like I kind of started this idea of putting out music even before I got divorced. And then when I got divorced, this project kind of started and it's taken so long, but I never wanted to put any time frame on it because I feel like when you start pushing things, they don't turn out as good as you would hope. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of said, when it comes out, it will come out and it will be the perfect time. I'm not going to put any pressure on anything, but yeah. 6 songs, 6 music videos, 6 lyric videos. Like there's so much content. coming out. So I'm so excited. I feel like me again. I don't know. I'm back to like Carly. Yes, as a mom. Yes, as a single mom. But yes, as me, a woman, like a singer.
Yeah. Myself.
Yeah.
You did videos for all six songs?
All six songs.
Oh my God. Yeah. Can you tease me anything about the other songs? I know we've gotten snippets of your friends like yes. more, but what about the other ones?
So the next song is coming out really soon after this one. So this one's released on the 1st. This next song is getting released on the 12th. And then each song is being released like, I think like within like 3 weeks of the next song.
Oh, wow.
But the next one, I think people are really going to resonate with, especially parents. It's my only song, that's really even about my personal life at all. I didn't mm-hmm. want to write about my personal life because I just didn't want to think about it. Mm-hmm. So nothing really is personal at all in any of the other songs, except for this one coming out called Two Little Angels. That's really about my children. And it's also about like in a relationship, should you stay together just because you have kids or not? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't give an answer because I don't think there's a correct answer for that. I think it's for each person. But at the end of the day, you're left with these beautiful children and it's the greatest gift you could possibly have. So that song is like 50% about my life, 50% not about my life, because there's mm-hmm. a lot in there that I added in for a dramatic effect that didn't happen. But yeah, so that's the next one. And the next one is another fun, like I call them like boat songs, like summer party song. Yeah. Game, and that one's really fun too. But there's a song called Just Work that's about like, man, it's just so easy. This relationship is so easy. And there's a song called My Kind of Woman. That was our first song that we wrote. And that one's really cool too, because it's really just like, let's all band together and just be badasses.
Oh my God. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm going to throw it back for a second. I remember when you dropped that Blindside at a song for Kirk during season 2 of Bachelor in Paradise. And I was like, oh my God, we're taking it to SoundCloud. The statement's going to SoundCloud.
Oh my gosh. I know. I like made that song on like GarageBand. I don't know how to play any instruments, that song. And then I remember somebody's like, you need to take that down. That music sounds really bad. The words are good, but that music sounds bad. I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
But this is so much better than that.
Yeah, no, this is like, we got an EP coming out. It's legit. Right. When I saw that, I was like, oh my God, it just like unleashed something in me. I was like,
oh my God.
Never forget Blindsided, a song for Kurt.
I know, man, that was an epic moment though.
It really was.
It was a moment in time.
It was. You mentioned, you know, the song's not about your personal life, this yeah. first single, but you're going to have people obviously assuming it is because you were in a public relationship. What would you say to those people?
Here's what I think. I'm not Taylor Swift. And I love that she writes about her life, but I was coming like out of a divorce and that's literally the last thing I wanted to think about. So mm-hmm. people can say whatever they want. They're going to anyway. But no, like I didn't want that. I remember when I sat down with these writers I was writing with and they were like, we should write about your divorce. And I was like, no, ew. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to even think about that. I want to be like the fun part of me to come back out. I was like, I want Shania Twain songs,
yes.
you know? And so that's where I have like dog hair on my face right now. but yeah, I knew people were going to say that, especially when, you know, some of these songs like make a guy a jerk, but there are guys out there that are jerks. You know, it's not about Evan. It's mm-hmm. People can interpret however they want to. They're going to do it anyway. But
yeah, you can be sassy without being shady.
The source says like none of that. I mean,
yeah,
I still talk to some of his friends, but they definitely don't like me more.
Evan's friends don't need to come forward. She's admitting they like him. They like him more.
Yeah, which is totally fine. I talked to one about my kid's kitchen table the other day, but no, we're not like, you know, it's not, there's no bad blood anywhere either. You know, I can understand if there was, but there's not.
Yeah. How is your co-parenting relationship with Evan?
You know, it's really easy. He's done this before. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. he has three older kids. He's the oldest one is now like, gosh, how old is he now? 21, 22. And the middle one's going off to college. Like his kids are older. He's raised them since they were babies. He knows what he's doing. They go over there every other weekend. And I remember at first I was like, oh my gosh, like, what are they doing over there? But now I'm just like, he's got it. Like if there's ever a problem, like a sickness or something, then we talk about it and we work it out. But it's not a problem. It's very easy.
That's awesome. What, how are the kids? What are their milestones? How old are they?
Oh my gosh. They're so great. So my son, Charlie, is 3.5. He's just a little love. Like, he is a mama's boy. I mean, I really don't know how he acts with daddy, but I assume because he always wants to be on top of my body at every second, he's mama's boy. But, he's so cute. I just signed them up for gymnastics, and he's living his best life right now. He's obsessed with cars, anything cars. My daughter is in pre-K. She's going to go to kindergarten. She's 5. Aww. And she has like her own little personality. But they're just the best. And you know what's so great too is they're like my biggest fans, and they have heard all of my music. And so they sing it back to me all the time, which some of the lines, like, I'm like, maybe don't sing that line. Like, in My Kind of Woman, the first lines are, "My kind of woman gets dressed up. My kind of woman gets high. She don't need permission to go have a good time." And that's really like the bulk of the song. And I tried it for a while to change that word high. And I was like, maybe I should be like, "She don't need, you know, like, I don't know." Yeah. And I was like, no, I think high is cool. Like, I don't get high, but like, if people want to get high, I'm down for them to get high.
Right.
Runs around singing that, and I'm like, "Ooh, like,
that's high on life.
That's not like a great influence."
Yeah. High on life. We're high on life.
That's what I tell her. I'm like, "Oh yes, we're like high. We're living life.
We're like balloons."
I know. Gosh. Aww. Yeah. Yesterday, a balloon went out the window, so I just had to move the balloons out. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Kids.
That reminds me of Hillary Duff. Told some story about how her daughter was like introduced to like her old music, and all of a sudden she wants it like blasting in the car. So Hillary Duff's like driving down the street, and like, "So yesterday's blasting." She's like, "How embarrassing!
Oh, I'm playing
my own song."
So funny.
But that's kind of iconic if your daughter's running around like singing your lyrics.
I love it. I mean, they could hate your music. You know, it's way better that they love it. They could be like, "Mama, this is terrible. Why would you do this?" But yeah. No, it's great.
It sounds like you explore the life of dating and being single in music. How has that been for you in real life?
I don't know. It hasn't. Yeah. I mean, really, I don't know. I have this fantasy that one day I'm just going to be out walking around and I'm going to meet this like wonderful man, and he's just going to wow me. And then that's in my brain. I'm manifesting that for myself. But I don't know. The dating apps and stuff, I don't know if it's that I'm not ready or that I just don't have the time or energy. I'm not quite sure what my reasoning is. I know that's like kind of what people do now, but I don't know. I've really, seriously, for 2 years, I've been so focused on putting all this stuff together. And I have my kids, you know, like 80% of the time. So I could get a babysitter, but I don't care right now. Maybe when someone walks into my life, then I'll start caring. But right now, I don't know, whatever. I'm good alone. I'm like actually doing pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's being confident in that is, I feel like, half the battle. So if you feel good, that's awesome.
I do. And I'm like kind of nervous because we have such a good thing going on now that someone stepping in and like changing the way that we do life makes me really a little bit nervous now. I don't know how comfortable I am with that idea.
To circle back, you guys, obviously you were on reality TV, and there's always going to be people with something to say, like you said, but you, I feel like, made a very conscious decision to kind of like keep a lot of things private when it came to your divorce, which makes sense. How do you feel like you guys navigated the public, like having opinions and everything like that?
You know, well, I don't look at it like for a while. I would check comments and things. Now I just kind of don't. Mm-hmm. What I learned from The Bachelor is that, especially when I like was on TV and people didn't like me for a while, which was kind of only like once, but I learned that it all blows over, right? Mm-hmm. And in the divorce, like, we have kids, and to me, more than public opinion, anything negative, like I never would want my kids to go back and read anything negative about either one of us. You know, we were a partnership, and I feel like that's what they should know. So I don't know. I think we almost stayed private because it's important to us to both have the kids know that we respect each other. I think that's what, at the end of the day, if our kids ever Googled us, I would want my 16-year-old daughter to be reading something positive, you know?
Yeah. And one day they will say, what's Bachelor in Paradise, Mom? Oh, and you're going to, it might still be on TV. Who knows?
Oh gosh, I'm terrified. No, they think whenever I'm out and they, you know, people always are like, hi Carly. They're like, you have so many friends. I'm like, I do. I have a lot of friends.
Oh, that's actually a great way to look at it too. Cause yeah. I'm sure it's casual. Hopefully people are just nice. Whatever. Yeah, you have a lot of friends, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom's they popular. Do.
Yeah.
You obviously seem to be in an amazing place right now. And it's been a couple of years since a lot of stuff unfolded. What would you tell the Carly, one, the Carly who was going on Chris Soule's season, but then the Carly who kind of at the end of the Bachelor journey, what were the two things you would tell those versions of yourself?
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, the Carly on Chris Soule season, I think I would say, so my brother, you know, my brother was on Desiree season. So right. His advice was be Carly, but don't be like all the way Carly. And I think I would give myself the same advice that my brother would have given me. But there's a lot of times that I like to stand up for like what's right. And I'm like, I'll always stand up for justice and for other people. It's actually way easier for me to stand up for other people than myself usually. But I think that would be my advice for Chris Soule season. At the end of Bachelor in Paradise, was that the next thing you would?
Yeah, either end of Bachelor in Paradise and then maybe like after your relationship ended.
Okay, so after Bachelor in Paradise, I mean, I followed my heart. You know, that's one thing I will always say about me. That is never going to change. I love love. I appreciate a good love story, however it unfolds. From the beginning to the end, I still would do everything exactly the same way. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, moving on from Bachelor in Paradise to my divorce, I would still marry him. I would still have my children. I would still choose for their relationship to have ended. I think, you know, in hindsight, I really am in a great place and he seems to be in a really great place. So I think that was the right choice for us. Our kids are so young. They don't even know that we were ever married. They have no idea. They don't get it. So as kind of sad as that is, I remember the divorce mediator was like, they're never going to remember. And I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. But now I'm like, no, that's actually really great. Because, you know, if mommy gets a new boyfriend, daddy gets a new girlfriend, if we get married, there's never going to be that, like, I don't like her because that's not mom. You know, I know that won't be a problem for us. So, but no, I would do everything exactly the same. I really would. I mean, it was hard and it sucked so bad. But it was all the right choices, I think.
Yeah.
In the long run.
In the same way in the public, you know, want them to read good things. It's like, you sound like you're able to obviously keep the peace. So then kids know mom and dad separate, right. But like, you know,
yeah,
all good in the house, houses.
I think it's just an important like moral standard. I think we kind of just both set for ourselves.
Yeah. Tell me more about making a music video.
Oh gosh, it was so scary, but so fun. I'm trying to think of Your Friends Like Me More is the last music video we actually did. But it's really, so I was a musical theater performer my like forever. So being in front of a camera and singing and performing it wasn't weird to me because, well, maybe the camera part of it, but I've done that my entire life. You know, in musical theater, you like look off into space and you act out this song. So to me, having a camera in front of my face while doing that, I've always done that. That's the thing I'm good at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was really fun because, I mean, I pay for all of this myself. And there would be times that I'd sit there and be like, God, this is so hard, or I'm so tired. And I'd be like, get up and keep going. Like, you can do it. And I was kind of like my own cheerleader, but it was so much fun. There's so many people involved. I actually used the same guy that you'll see in Your Friends Like Me More. He's like my relationship guy that I have in all of, well, in the songs that he's in, but right. in all of the videos. So that's kind of fun too, because you kind of seen like an arc of a relationship. And I mean, it was 2.5 years and we see each other like once, and then 2 years later, like do another music video together. You see our bodies change. My hair probably got grayer, got longer.
Yeah.
No, it was so much fun. I was like living my best life.
No, and that's so cool, because you, instead of just maybe doing one song, testing the waters, like you committed to this 6-song project from not only doing 6 songs, but from videos. And I think if there's any sort of like theme throughout, it'll be kind of cool to see the videos be filmed at different times with different hair or whatever. It almost looked like a mini movie.
Yeah, it was really fun. It started out just being 3. And then after we finished 3, I was like, this isn't done. Like I knew that I would want to put out eventually someday an album. And I was like, I need half of it. You know, I need the people to know I'm not fucking around.
Yeah.
You know, like I could put out a single and I think people would like it, but I really want people to know that like this is what I've done. I know they haven't seen this side of me in a long time, but like I'm Carly. My profile has said singer for however 10 years or ever Instagram has been around, you know?
Yeah.
But I wanted people to know that this is just a new version. Yeah. Yeah.
You're still in Nashville, right?
I am, yeah.
Are we going to be popping around, Broadway, trying to sing a few songs or something?
Hopefully at some point someone wants me to come sing out there. But yeah, no, I'd love to sing live shows and eventually do like a little mini tour or something. That would be dream goals.
Dream goals. Manifest it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Bachelor Nation running around Nashville. Do you see anyone?
Oh, gosh. I mean, sometimes, but... Yeah. It's really sad. I don't get out as much as I should.
Well, you got a lot going on.
But I have a lot going on, but I am going to get out more. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you and Caitlin Bristow, she had a song. You guys can maybe like get going there.
She would. Yes, we should. We should. I know. I need to see her more too. I see her like usually when Whitney comes in town, I usually have dinner with them like once a year, but we need to do that more often. I love Caitlin. Yeah.
You guys had like a power. Those were good girls on that first season of The Bachelor.
Oh my gosh. We had the greatest girls. We really, really did.
Does that feel like a million years ago, or does it when you start talking about it? Are you like, oh yeah, we were there. Can you get back there in your head?
I mean, I can, but that was a million years ago. Although I do still feel like, your soul kind of never changes. So I do still feel like that person. But I don't even want to do the math because it's just scary at this point.
Well, I saw in the comments a lot of Bachelor people were clapping and excited about the song.
Jade, it's so nice.
You and Jade are still good friends, I assume.
Yes. And I just saw Ashley the other weekend too. Ashley's also just like, she's so excited for me. I love Ashley. And then I just saw Julia. She's actually getting married to Evan's brother.
Right. I forgot. Right.
Yeah. So I went to her bachelorette party like 2 weekends ago. But yeah, no, I still keep in touch with like so many people. And so many people are so nice. I feel like, there's always the people when you start doing something new that are like, ew, why are you doing that? And then they're just like, ugh, unfollow. Like, what is this person thinking? But then like the true crowd who loves you is like, good for you. Like you're old, you're a mom, and you're still doing it.
You look hot in that music video. Go,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, you go, girl. Like live your best life. And those are the people you truly need. There's fountains and drains, like hang out with the fountains,
Yeah. And you also just by chance, but not just by chance, I think it's a lot to do with maybe some of your personality and the people that were on those seasons of the shows. But that was kind of like the glory days of getting Instagram followers and like in a fan base. And if they didn't want to, they didn't have to stick around. But when you look at numbers now, like it is nothing like the days of those seasons of Paradise and The Bachelor.
It's really wild because I remember my brother was on Instagram was just beginning. Mm-hmm. And so that wasn't a thing. Even when we went on, it was really like just starting to gain traction. And so now it's so weird because I do feel like there's this strange part of going on the show where people just want to be famous. And I don't feel like it was like that before because I did not have that reason behind going on. And I know my brother didn't either. And so it's really interesting now. But I do feel like there's a different motive besides love. Go on the show.
And it comes full circle because like now it doesn't even work anymore. Like you don't even get really the followers. So
right. It's like, unless it's like TikTok. I feel like I don't have TikTok because TikTok came way. I mean, I have a TikTok, but it's like so bad. But like TikTok came like way later, you know?
Yeah.
So I think if there's just, I don't know, social media.
Wait, I have to ask, are you going to be at Julia's wedding or are you guys both going to be at this wedding?
You know, I'm not, but it's just because with the kids and the flying to Mexico, first off, they don't have passports yet, which I could probably rush, but it's a lot of people I haven't seen in a very long time. And I talked to her about it. She totally understands. I was like, I don't want to distract from your big day because if I'm there, I just feel like lots of people could be uncomfortable and we don't need that to be the focus. So instead I'm going to FaceTime her the whole day she's getting ready.
Aww.
And we're drinking, obviously drinking champagne. And so I'm like going to be there, but I'm not going to be there. I mean, it's his brother. So it's his family, you know, and friends. And it's just that I think that takes priority.
Yeah. I mean, again, just sounds like a really healthy answer with boundaries and like well-adjusted children in life. Like life sounds pretty good, Carly.
Right. It's fine. We're doing good. We're doing good. Yeah.
Despite the sassy song lyrics that are not about Evan.
I know they're not. It makes me so irritated. I'm like, why does everything have to, it's not. Yeah. It's fine. Whatever. Let people think what they
want. Let people think what they want. Well, to come full circle, the single, first single May 1st, and then the next singles to follow, correct?
Yes. Yes. Very soon to follow. Yes. One is right before Mother's Day. That's okay. The kids one.
That's the kids one. And is there anything else you want people to know about your music and what to expect, or just like tell everyone press play? Can they listen on like Spotify? Where's it going to be?
Yes. It's going to be on Spotify. It'll be everywhere. Everywhere you normally listen to music. But honestly, I do feel like the songs just like, they're all good. Like, and I want to just tell everybody that like they can like live your dream. Like, because honestly, if this music falls flat on its face, I had the best time of my life doing it. And I feel so much more, it like got me back to me. And that's the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah.
But they're all really fun songs. They're really great. Like summer, it's a good like summer playlist. Yeah. Like medley of songs. So
Bops on Boats.
Yes. Bops on Boats. That's my next single. Bops
all right,
on Boats.
Perfect. So I'll take songwriting credit. Get me the licensing deal. I don't know anything about that, but sign me up. Yeah, Bops on Boats.
I don't really know how that works either, but someone's doing that for me.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me. I'm so excited for you. It was really fun to catch up with you. I'm glad life is good.
Thank you. I appreciate the interview. I really do.